The rich darkness of Bach's Cantata 101 exudes a mysterious world almost beyond our understanding, in which large-scale tectonic forces drive the events that surround us. Like all of Bach's cantatas, it's music that grapples with the challenges of life. But in this piece, those challenges, inspired by destruction on a literally biblical scale, reverberate across centuries. The timelessness of heartbreak and hope through the Cantata 101 is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. It's often too easy to put Bach and his time in a historical box, separate from the way we live our lives today. But no matter how much civilization and technology progress, some deeper experiences remain constant across centuries, and those common threads are the backbone of the Cantata 101. You'll find a translation of that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Also on the program today, one of the most objectively mathematical of Bach's creations takes flight through the brilliance of Canadian brass. First, here is a sonata Bach wrote for the viola da gamba, played on the modern cello by Stephen Isserles with harpsichordist Richard Egar. This is the sonata in G minor here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the finale of this Gamba Sonata in G minor, Bach layers a lyrical theme over a three-voiced fugue. Cellist Stephen Isserles finds in that lyricism the prototype of music by composers yet to be born when Bach wrote this piece, evidence of Bach's, quote, predilection for clothing transformative ideas in traditional forms. Stephen Isserles was joined in this performance of the G minor Gamba Sonata by harpsichordist Richard Egar. It's easy to look at the news on practically any day and feel like the world must be coming apart at the seams. But then it's helpful to remember that that feeling has been a part of human existence in every time. In Bach's time, that same perception was driven by the memories of the devastating 30 Years' War and political turmoil continuing through the early 1700s. All of that made the cantata number 101, based on a dark text written in 1584 during a time of plague and inspired by the destruction of Jerusalem in the Bible, a particularly relevant piece. The opening movement of Nimm von uns her, du treuer Gott, which translates and continues as Take away from us, Lord, faithful God, heavy punishment and great suffering, evokes the timelessness of that feeling of the world being unhinged through a multi-layered chorus. A conversation between the tenor soloist and a violin prays for avoidance of destruction like that of Jerusalem. And the soprano sings of hope for comfort in troubled times instead of divine punishment. But just to be clear, the bass soloist describes what that punishment would look like, singing, "The flames of vengeance strike down upon our heads." That fearsome imagery is countered, though, in a duet for the alto and soprano soloists, reminding the believer that Jesus suffered to avoid that punishment. It's set to a gentle Siciliano, a dance symbolizing the relationship between the divine and the believer. Remember, you can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's Cantata No. 101 in a performance that features soprano Caroline Stamm, alto Michael Chance, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Klaus Mertens. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir are conducted by that group's founder, Toon Koopman, here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Wir Warum willst du so zornig sein? Es schlagen deines Eifers Flammen schon über unserem Haupt zusammen. Es schlagen deines Eifers Flammen schon über unserem Haupt zusammen. Schon über unser Haupt zusammen. Ach, stelle doch die Strafen ein. Sagen und mit betrennten Augen klagen. Der Teufel plagt uns noch viel mehr. Ja,
Dieser böse Geist, der schon von Anbeginn ein Mörder heißt, sucht uns, um unser Heil zu bringen und als ein Löwe zu verschlingen. Hier auf dieser schmalen Bahn sehr vieler Hindernis im Guten an.
Thank you.
Bach's Cantata No. 101 in a performance by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Choir, directed by Ton Koopman. The soloists included soprano Caroline Stamm, alto Michael Chance, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Klaus Mertens. Late in his life, when Bach wrote a collection called The Art of the Fugue, he worked in the purest way possible, only writing the notes themselves with no specific instrumentation. As five-part fugues, they're ideally suited to brass quintets. Here's Canadian brass with the contrapuntist numbers 1, 4, and 9 here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Canadian Brass with three of the pieces from Bach's The Art of the Fugue, including contrapuntist numbers 1, 4, and 9. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliard-Ros. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.